Allen is sitting down with us from this season. Now, I don't know. CJ, can you play shortstop? Is there any shortstop in your background?
Can you say it again?
Can you – you got any baseball in your athletic history?
Nah, I wish I would have played. I was just talking to Gunner about that last night. I wish I would have played a little bit.
Why didn't you?
Home run. I don't know. I think because it was during the same like time around track and stuff like that. So I had ran track. So it was about around the same season in high school.
Well, CJ, I know your people because my mother lives in Barnesville, and we were at Lamar County's graduation a couple weeks ago, and everybody's like, you know CJ, that's our cousin. And I was like, okay.
It's crazy.
I was like, okay, all right, okay, yeah, and everything. So I know all your people down and everything. Talk to us about this year, this offseason, how it's been for you, knowing that you are going to have to be you have a natural leadership skill about you, but you're going to be called upon more to do it this season.
I think for starters, man, it's an honor to be here at University of Georgia and be a leader for University of Georgia. So I'm excited about that. So I just think just having that gratitude for it kind of just handles that for me.
Linebacker C.J. Allen, Georgia Bulldogs, joining us here. We had Dalen Everett on about 20 minutes ago, and I asked him the same thing just because, you know, you're representing UGA at one of the premier kind of media events of the year. Kirby could have picked any number of guys on the team. He picked you guys. What does that mean to you to be there and representing that program?
Man, it means a lot. Kind of something that I dreamed of, like, since my freshman year, just being here. So being able to represent the team and the university and just, like, let me know what Coach Smart kind of thinks about me and things like that. But not only Coach Smart, the team also.
You doubled your tackles from your freshman year to last year. It was more or less you get more time on the field.
Sir, say it again.
No, meaning because your freshman year had 41 tackles. Last year you had almost doubled your amount with 80 tackles. Is it more or less just getting yourself on the field to get out there and make plays like that?
Yes, sir, more or less. No, just also just making plays when they come my way, you know. Right. Not too much worry about how many tackles I got, but just focused on just doing my job and making those guys around me better.
Anybody that watched last year saw you jump off the screen in a number of games.
Yes.
Like, really, really fun to watch your growth year over year, like you mentioned. What do you expect that to look like from last year to this year? Like, what can you add to your game? What type of player do you expect to be this coming season?
Just to continue to get better, just be a better player overall, you know, just continue just to improve my game, improve my leadership role, and be that guy for all my teammates in my university.
What is it like playing again? Because we don't know a lot about the quarterback and Gunner Stock. We don't know at all about a lot of us out on the outside. Like, obviously, you're with them every single day. What as Georgia fans, which I am, what do we need to look forward or have to look forward to with him being our quarterback? Well, I'm sorry, because he's not the starting quarterback yet. Kirby has not named him that.
In case he's the starting quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think, man, Gunner's just a winner. He wants to win. You know, he's a competitor. He's a great leader also, you know. He's just for our guys, you know. With a smile on his face, so I think just having him and just knowing that he wants to win and feel the same way about him just makes you want to go out there and play harder for him.
CJ Allen, Georgia Bulldog, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from SEC Media Days. I don't know if you guys pay attention to this at all, but we were talking about this earlier in the show. It feels like, you know, obviously everybody knows Georgia's going to be good next year, but it feels like the hype may be a little bit lower. Maybe you guys are flying a little under the radar. Do you like that?
I mean, I'm cool either way it go. You know, hype doesn't win games, you know. Whether we're the biggest hype team or not, you know, you still got to go out there and play football and scrap it up. So we don't really get into all that.
I like it. Now, technically, you're the starting middle linebacker, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go.
We do have a starter.
We do have a starter.
What do you know about that?
We like nobody started. You have the middle. How is that being in the middle of this defense? Because it's such an attacking defense. We always watch you. You guys are a lot of pressure with that inside cross dog that you guys do. What is it like being a middle linebacker in this defense?
I mean, just it just means a lot, you know, just being able to be a linebacker for University of Georgia, you know.
Right.
I think just speak for itself to put that G on you. So I think it just means.
You think about all the guys before you, Roquan and N'Kobe and those guys, man. It's got to be just a lot of award winners right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're the next one. CJ, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Appreciate it, bro. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
CJ Allen there, Georgia linebacker.